This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be
let's do a little clapping and singing, shall we?
Or not, as you would like.
It's 7 after the hour, 12/14/16. The DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, all here together. Kara's at the controls. Richie is hanging around. And in a few minutes, we're going to get serious. Well, I guess I got a couple of serious roads to travel down here because I think there are things that need our attention. Meningitis is in the news again, and it's not necessarily good, but there's a prevention. Well, there's a whole story about meningitis, meningitis B, that I want you to be exposed to in a few minutes, so we'll have that conversation. First of all, though, Bill Gates in the news today, leading a new $1 billion clean energy fund. As you know, Mr. Gates and his wife are the richest people in the world, and they're doing things. What have they pledged? 80% of all their money to give to various charities? The Gates Foundation giving away tens of billions of dollars every year, and they've given away hundreds of millions of dollars over the past, 15, 20 years. So this time, they want to invest in clean energy. And I wouldn't be surprised if his pal Warren Buffett is in on this somewhere. I don't know if anybody knows the story behind the story. I know Gates is out front with this. But there are other rich
Jeff
people.
Jeff Bezos or Bezos from
Virgin, from Amazon. And then there's Richard Branson, who's in on it. Jack Gates, who's from Alibaba. That's interesting. Alibaba is a Chinese company, but it's run by an American?
No, Jack Ma.
Oh, his name is Ma?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. I'm looking at this upside down. Ma. Ma. No jokes. Jack
Look,
Ma.
Ma. Anyway. No hands. Yeah, okay.
That's what I was going to do, and I decided
Look,
not
Ma.
To do it.
No real last Dang. Name. Yeah. I'm here for you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anyway, so they're going to invest, apparently, in companies and technologies that have the potential to reduce gas emissions, the greenhouse gas emissions, by at least half a gigaton. Do we even know what a gigaton is? Can we imagine what
sounds like a lot?
Well, I mean, think about your imagination and how it works. Every day we're becoming more and more, I don't know if confronted is the right word. We were talking about technology in the last hour. We're always talking about technology and how amazing it is that somebody's brain could figure out using zeros and ones how to do some software program that allows you to, your car or whatever you're in, you're walking and you have an iPhone and you go to a certain a site and it knows where you are and tells you, you know, you put in a destination, tells you how to get there. Who thinks this stuff up? And how is it even more so, to Gates's credit, how do you put all that stuff electronically on this little chip? And how is it manufactured? I mean, it just goes beyond until you look at it. We were watching the other night the story of the universe on one of the Discovery channels, and the way that the planets have come to be and what it's like and other galaxies and the things we're finding out from these various space probes that we've sent out. It's beyond human comprehension. We all think we're so smart. And then you think, okay, well, what do they tell us? The medical community tells us we only use, what, 10, 12, 14% of the capability in our mind. So imagine if we could use all of what we had in our minds, what we could accomplish. Look at what we've accomplished now. And I use that as a reference to Gates, but all these other people and what they're doing. And then we get into these simple problems that become complex to fix. But they're putting their minds. These are the greatest minds in the world who decide that they want to do something about a particular thing. They all get together, even though, I mean, I don't know how competitive. I guess Amazon and Microsoft are competitors, aren't they, in certain areas, and Alibaba certainly is a competitor with
Alibaba for sure.
Yeah. Right. So they get together and they decide they want to do something, in this case, get to the problem that comes from coal and just fossil fuels in general, how can we push that along a little farther, a little faster? So I just take my hat off to these guys. They put their money where their mouth is.
Yes.
And for those who resent those who have money, this is what most people who have consciousness, who have money, do. Despite the fact that news media wants you to think that everybody who's got money are bad, we should tax them more and stuff. This is a much better way. I'd rather, frankly, and I've said this 100 times if I've said it once, any money that I have that the government would take away from me to put into some area that would be considered a nonprofit or something that is a charity, not that this is, but there are ways of using the tax code to benefit from trying to clean up the world problems. There are all kinds of things that incentivize investing in companies that would do what these guys say they're going to do. So there's a twofold angle here, but I think it's appropriate. Take the money, use it to help, and use it as a tax deduction. As far as I'm concerned, it's completely legitimate, much more so legitimate than the government extorting money from me to give to some charity that I don't approve of. That's not legislatively in, and I hope that Trump does something about that kind of stuff, because that's not fair, it's not right, it's not just. If I don't believe in something, and you take money from me and you give it to something I don't believe in, how is that right? And it's going on. It's this last, with Bush and with Obama, we're talking about hundreds of these charities and nonprofits that have gotten government support. Why? Just because they're connected to somebody? The guy who has just as good a cause as somebody who knows somebody doesn't get the same benefit. It's just not right. So I'm taking my hat off to all of these people. What about you, ladies? There are things here when we look at the research. It just is amazing what can be done. There's simple technology to clean up some of this stuff, and there's some complex technology to work on it.
Yeah.
But isn't it? I mean, it's important for us to understand what our legacy is going to be.
Yeah. And, well, you know, and that's, yeah.
Go ahead. No.
No, I was just going to say that's what exactly for that legacy is what one of the reasons why I love this plan, the Breakthrough Energy Coalition, because it's not just electricity. They're doing transportation, agriculture, manufacturing, and architecture. So that really is building an infrastructure and leaving a real legacy. So I think that they're approaching it in a really smart way.
As long as they don't try to deal with the methane gas from my cows, because it's not the problem everybody thinks it is. But I guess some people think that I have enough gas on my own. I don't need to refer to my cows. I'm talking about the stuff.
You're self-propelled?
Well, that's too much information. All right.
Oh, really? I'm the one who crossed the line on the TMI?
That's amazing, isn't it? And Jennifer was very quiet. I thought that was very tactful of you, Jennifer.
I was trying. I took a sip of coffee to keep my mouth shut.
All right. Something that young adults are at risk for, increasingly so in our country, is meningitis B. We're going to try to deal with this. This could affect your college-age children. If you haven't talked to your doctor about vaccinations and stuff, you maybe want to listen to the next few minutes of the program coming right up. A couple of folks who are directly involved in the meningitis fight here on DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of 5 when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overcharges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, quarter after the hour now. The problem of meningitis B, for people of college age, especially something that requires a lot of college-age children coming home for the holidays. This is a good time for you to set up appointments to go to the doctor, talk about vaccinations for a lot of different diseases that are commonly connected to meningitis. We have with us two people to talk about this, Dr. Len Friedland, who is Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health at GSK. They're a vaccine provider here in North America, and also a meningitis survivor, Jamie Schonbaum. Jamie, let's start with you. 20 years old when you got meningitis B, is that the story?
Yes and no. I was 20 when I got sick with meningitis, and this was back in 2008, and it was not, what I got was not meningitis B. And, you know, the thing about meningitis is that it's a very fast-acting disease, and the best way to, you know, fight against this disease is through prevention, which is what we're here today to talk about, myself as a GSK spokesperson, on how it's important just to take 5 minutes and really learn about meningitis, because I didn't know anything about it, and I almost didn't survive. And I came out of the hospital 7 months later, and I had both of my legs and all of my fingers amputated.
Oh,
and there's
God.
A little bit more. I lost a lot of weight and lost most of my hair. So basically meningitis, you know, turned me into a different person. But I came out on top because I learned that it could have been prevented. And I just don't want anyone to go through what I did, because it was literally a nightmare experience. I watched my lungs go from the rash to purple to black to literally rotting. I was half alive and half dead sitting in the hospital bed. Very rough. And the thing is, a lot of people don't know that meningitis can lead to that, so, which is why I'm glad to be here today to talk about that.
I understand that there was a bill passed in the Senate named after you requiring these vaccinations for college students. I'm not sure that a lot of people listening even know about you and the act and how deep this problem goes.
Right. So when you're in college, due to our like social behaviors of, you know, sharing everything, like our cups, our lipstick, and sometimes cigarettes, you know, just by sharing and passing through the germs, obviously it's more common in college. And so we're at a higher risk of, and by we, I mean the students are at a higher risk of catching the disease. And I walked onto campus not knowing about it, and I almost lost my life to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Doctor,
yes, go on.
No, go ahead. I want to get Dr. Friedland in for a second and get into the reality, the symptoms of this for young adults. Dr. Friedland, what do we look for here?
Yes, thank you. So Jamie had a bacterial infection which caused meningitis, and her infection was caused by a bacteria that's now vaccine preventable. But we'll come to the vaccines in just a moment. The types of things that people will develop are they can get extremely sick from an infection that can coat the brain and the lining of the spinal cord, and can also cause blood poisoning. And it can cause things like very high fevers, disorientation, seizures, low blood pressure, organs shutting down, and a loss of blood supply to the arms and the legs. And Jamie, who survived, one in five people who survived this illness can end up with lifelong complications. And Jamie had complications of having to have parts of her upper and lower arms and legs amputated due to this illness. One in ten people will die. So Jamie was lucky. She was one of the lucky ones. And this is a vaccine-preventable illness that can come on very, very quickly.
All right. Let's send people, because this is where the stark example of Jamie and the very focused explanation, Dr. Friedland, that you've given brings me around to one thing. I mean, we could talk about this for hours, it would seem. If you'd like more information about this, just go to meningitis, MENINGITIS.com, meningitis.com. So this sort of thing will not happen to a college student that you have in your family that you love or you know. Very important information. Thank you both for being here.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Christmas music time, 23 after the hour. Music in this hour, same as it is with most every hour in this portion of the program, a focus on music and music news and stuff. And this song, no surprise, number one, this has replaced White Christmas as the most downloaded, most requested, most played tune at Christmas time. I think the last 3 or 4 years, actually, it has been. It's been around for 10 years.
Wow.
When did that movie come out?
Love Actually, I think, Love came Actually. Out in the late 90s.
Has it been that long?
My yeah, God. It has been.
Oh, yeah. That's just still a
great
fabulous
movie.
Watch.
Oh, such a great song.
Great,
love it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So anyway, Mariah Carey, number one. Crank it up, Kara. Bells. The whole thing, the way it's produced. It almost drives me a little bit of a Phil Spector production, in a way. It's just cool. And you don't, whenever you hear it, it makes you, you can listen to it 15 times in a row and make it feel good, I think. So it's number one, anyway, according to the Billboard download chart. And that's our Christmas focus for this hour, 25 after the hour. The Jersey Boys Roadshow and Broadway presentation. I hope everybody here has seen Jersey Boys. Have you seen it, Jennifer?
I have. It's so good.
It is.
It's a great show.
Have you seen it?
No, I
You
just,
haven't?
My
it's
parents
a great show.
Have been pressuring me for years.
Yeah.
I just don't like this music.
Oh, don't you?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, well, so
you might actually after you see the story. I mean, I know. My mom says that. She's like, it's about the story.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was about the music. I didn't care about the story. But it's just a different age. No, I mean, it's just age. That's all. I found Frankie Valli and his falsetto to be one of the most fascinating things that I talked about and worked around as a disc jockey. In the late 60s and early 70s, Frankie Valli was the inspiration. The song Big Girls Don't Cry is his. Well, I mean, you know, think about it. Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Oh What a Night, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. There are a dozen songs that were number one hits for this group that got their name from a bowling alley. It's always the Four Seasons. It's in some town in New Jersey. I'm trying to remember which one it is, Victoria.
Is it town? Aren't they from North Jersey, like just outside the city?
Yeah. I think it's not Hoboken, but it's like, what's just south of Hoboken as you come across the bridge?
Weehawken?
Yeah.
Secaucus?
Yeah, Secaucus. Yeah, I think it's Secaucus. Yeah, anyway. So Frankie Valli said he wasn't sad. He didn't dream that this song, that this show would last for 11 years. It's not really over. It's over in America, but it's now getting popular in the rest of the world. So the dough will keep breaking in for him. He's had quite a career. He still likes to go, out on the road. He can still hit the notes. He and Jay Black and a few of these other guys, they can hit the high notes. They can still do it. This thing closes on January 15th in New York after 4,642 shows.
Wow.
The August Wilson
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is one of the longest running shows.
I wonder if the tickets will go crazy in prices, too, for the final performance.
Now that they know, yeah.
Probably. And he'll make an appearance, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. When you get back, you know, you get into the story of, what it really tells is the story behind the story of Bob Gaudio and a guy named Tommy DeVito and Nick Massey and the, there were a lot of people that were involved in this group. And it was not, you know, what you see, what you hear is never what the reality is behind the scene. And so the story is a fabulous story, well told with the music. It's like Mamma Mia. It's like the one, the Motown, what was it called? Smokey Joe's Cafe. Wasn't that the Motown one?
I think so, yeah.
So congratulations to the Jersey Boys. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the no syndrome. You know, I often joke that I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so often. It's time to forget about the old style mentality of raising your dog. Right now, I can hear a lot of you saying this no, no, no syndrome could never happen to you. You would never be that constantly corrective when your wonderful, adorable dog makes a mistake. Well, you might be right, but a lot of guardians still undermine their dog's self-esteem and pride to a lesser degree. This type of erosion, when compounded over a period of years, can have drastic, drastic results. Now, let's review the answers. I'll bet that without you realizing it, you're already a victim of the no syndrome of dog training and behavior. Constantly you're telling your dog no, no, no. You know, having trained over 40,000 dogs myself, let me give you the secret. Dogs will respond to positive attention. If they're getting more positive for being good and less negative for being bad, of course they're going to want to be good. It's that simple. So focus on the positive. You'll have a well-behaved dog, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, 34 after the hour. Get your butt out of bed. Time to get going. It is the DJV experience for those of you who are in bed and you're trying to get out of bed. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Lots of things going on here, as usual in the conversation. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So Kanye West met with Trump yesterday. What in the world?
That threw everybody for a loop.
What in the name of heavens is the purpose behind meeting? Why would Trump say yes to discuss?
Because they're friends, Dougie.
They are?
They've been friends for a while, according
on
to
Twitter
Donald
or
Trump.
Real friends?
No, like real-life friends. They've known each other for a while. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, mid-breakdown, Kanye West said if he had voted, he would have voted for Donald Trump.
If he had voted.
If you voted.
That's so amazing.
The greater
he
story.
Didn't even vote this guy.
Well, the greater story is that he shows up driving in my car yesterday, and I'm flipping around, going on to the next gig, and I flip on satellite past CNN, and CNN is going on this diatribe about how Trump has been so terrible to the media and disrespectful, and the host on CNN says, oh, hold on a second, Kanye West is coming out of Trump Tower. They totally interrupted the diatribe about the press to have this little piece of audio where Donald Trump says that they used to be friends and they just talked about life. But Donald Trump yesterday hosted not only Kanye West, but also Ray Lewis and Jim Brown. And he was talking about African-American issues in the country. So he had some people in there talking about it. So it wasn't like it was, you know.
So you mean Donald Trump didn't mean what he said during the campaign? It's all, oh my heavens. Well, you know, there were a lot of people who speculated he didn't like blacks, he doesn't like Muslims, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like
that.
Well,
I don't think he likes Muslims. I've never thought that he was racist against black people. I don't think he likes Mexicans, though. So, really? I mean, yeah. I mean, he has Omarosa it, there. I mean, that's, you know, is it token black person.
Is there? Oh. Well, that's
well, she's useless for anything other than that.
Really?
Yes.
Useless for anything other than what?
Than just standing there and looking like a token black person.
Really?
She worked for him for a long time. She worked for him in his corporation after she went, or after she was on The Apprentice. She was on The Apprentice twice.
They didn't come across as being particularly friendly when they were on together. She didn't come across anyway very well.
Well, she was kind of the one who, and she did it to herself, where she painted herself as sort of the villain in both times that she was on The Apprentice. But she actually worked for the Trump Organization after that. I mean, I don't know. I don't like to classify women or minorities as tokens. Like, I would hope that Donald Trump would bring people into his corporation. I think he likes to surround himself with good people. So I think obviously he must have brought her in for a reason more than just, you know. I mean, I'd like to think that anyway. I don't know. I try to back away from that token stuff because it makes me sad.
I think a lot of people, that's the perception, though. I'm not saying it's true or
not.
Well,
there are a lot of perceptions. We're not here as apologists.
That's why she's around.
But there are a lot of perceptions that happened, and I'll move to the sports desk after this. That he and others, I mean, politicians say what they need to get elected, and then they, the real world comes around, and either they focus on that or it hits them in the butt, one or the other. But it's anyway.
Well, as far as Kanye visiting him, I mean,
it seems
if something good comes of it, then that's great.
Good.
You know, if he's willing to meet with people, then that's good.
Obama, didn't he call Kanye West a jackass? Was that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because this was part of him talking about the Black Lives Matter movement today.
Yeah.
He's having all these tech guys coming to Trump Tower to talk, and obviously the tech community was not very favorable to him as a candidate. At least he's starting dialogues with groups that even though they were critical of him, at least he's talking to them.
Yep, not a bad thing. All right, in the world of sports, there is a nice story about the tight end of the Oakland Raiders, Colton Underwood. He found out that Olympic gold medal gymnast Ali, is it Reisman? Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Reisman or Reisman?
Right, Reisman, yeah. I think. I think it's Reisman. Right, yeah.
Was single, and that her fellow gymnastic friend, Sean Johnson, and Nastia, is it Lukin? I'm not sure.
Lukin,
yeah. Trying to find a nice guy for her.
Mm-hmm.
So take it from there. Let's see. The Oakland Raiders, do we do this a West Coast or an East Coast thing? Underwood made a video and got it to this lady, Colton Underwood. And then what happened? They went on a double date or something with the...
Well, Colton Underwood was pretty much a person that no one had ever heard of.
Right.
But he plays on the Oakland Raiders with Sean Johnson's husband, Andrew East. So I think that they were playing matchmaker behind the scenes. And in a sort of modern day love, like on Snapchat or something, he said, you know, I heard the type of guy that you want to go out with. Because someone had asked Allie in an interview the type of guy she was looking for. And he basically said, I have all those qualities, so we should go out on a double date. And 4 months later, they just hit the red carpet together and went public with their relationship at the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year event. So they found love in a modern way. And so now they're apparently very happy together.
Reminds me of an old song that was popular in the 70s called I Found Love on a Two-Way Street. I think it may have been in the 60s. That was the way you found love. Back then,
you had to talk to someone in person.
Yeah, I actually had to
go to the grocery store and bump into someone over the melon section. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Was that the watermelon section, or was it the muskmelon section? Which melon section is it, Jennifer? You want to be specific about that?
Because the cantaloupes, Dougie.
The cantaloupes. Okay, that's it. We could play that. So later on, after they get serious, they'd have to take a pledge saying that they can't elope.
God. Oh, God. That took me a minute to even let that
really?
In. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
What is the matter with you?
Cantaloupe.
I thought that was fairly clever, actually.
Boy.
The Major League Baseball boys and girls are working again. They put an end to players hazing rookies. I didn't really know this was even going on. It's like going into a sorority or a or a fraternity.
Yeah.
Where you get the rookie baseball players dress up as women.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pictures of it, and I've heard about it, but I didn't know that it was such a widespread thing that all the teams were doing it. So, did you know about that, Jen? You're more of a baseball
fan. No, I've not heard that. It's kind of strange. And by the way, in this day of political correctness, not so politically correct, really.
No.
Exactly why the MLB banned it now.
Yeah.
They were more of that.
Women's rights groups have complained about the gender hazing, gender shaming, because they're forcing these guys to dress as women. That's stupid. Come on, grow up, you guys.
I think that this is funny, and I think that people need to lighten up and have a sense of humor. And if this is, everyone goes through college. If you're in a sorority or a fraternity, you have different levels of initiations. I think this is funny, and I don't know why MLB. I mean, I know why MLB is reacting this way, but it's kind of like, all right, people need to step back, pump the brakes a little, and laugh a little.
Really? So you think this is okay?
I think it's fine. I think it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to regulate what people do. I mean,
it has been a part of sports for a long time.
You know.
In September, apparently, there's some pictures floating around of a couple of rookies from San Francisco. Did you see these?
Yes.
Suarez and Law snapped outside a club in L.A. wearing backless dresses and wigs.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah. They're obviously not trying to be drag queens. It's just two dudes in tight dresses with wigs on. It's funny. It's like Halloween. I don't see why they're making such a big deal. Yeah, I don't see why they're making such a big deal about this.
Well, if you're probably the most politically correct person here. If you don't have a problem with it, why should we?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I have a sense of humor.
Nobody likes the fun police. Come on.
Right.
Okay, keep the government out of...
Although the rookies might be really excited that they don't have to do this.
I know, they're like, score. Love that government.
All right, here's something that's exciting, and it's a good score. You and I have talked a lot about Super Beats over the past 3 years. We've been talking about this. This is a product that came from nowhere to being the number one in its category in the country because of what it does. If you feel tired in the daytime, and you need to be at your best, you need to be in your game, on your game, then you need Super Beats. That's why Jennifer extols the value and virtue of it as much as she does. Kara's on it, Victoria's on it, Richie's on it, I'm on it, Meredith's on it. I don't know, have we got, maybe we should put Millie on it too, right? Millie doesn't need Super Beats. All right, anyway, Super Beats is the place, and I say place because it sort of is, for me, there are a number of different products that are a part of this. They actually are introducing a new vitamin line that is to be added to the routine every day. Here's what you do when you call this number to get the extra blood. The Super Beats, I can't imagine somebody hasn't heard this story, but tell me if I'm doing a good job, ladies, telling you different as much as I can every day. The story of opening up your arteries. So we see Dr. Ken today and tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot about this because he really thinks Super Beats is the cat's meow, if you will. It opens up your arteries, gets the blood to every area of your body so your muscles work better, your brain works better, your body's working better. The blood pressure problems you had will go away. This is a great deal, and now it's even better for the holidays. To give the gift of Super Beats, you call 800-655-4183 right now. Not only do you get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order, you get the book Beat the Odds, but you're also going to get a one-month supply of Nutrient Foundation, which is a new daily multivitamin specialty that is to work with Super Beats. And has all these 24 different essential nutrients you need every day for strong cardiovascular support. So $100 worth of free material with your first order of Super Beats at 800-655-4183. Some people tell me they like going online better, so you can do that. It's easier for you. Perhaps go to DougLikesBeats.com to order Super Beats, get a 30-day supply free, and their new Nutrient Foundation. All this stuff comes to you just in time for Christmas. Give it to somebody you love and care about. 800-655-4183. I hope you think it's a good idea, because it is. Check it out at DougLikesBeats.com.
Earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
The same. Safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing out. 57 channels.
Now 47 past the hour. The DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Television season when it comes to the holidays, lots of things that we've seen before, but it just sort of fits. There is some sad news today, along with the happy, good holiday news, and that's the passing of television star Alan Thicke, who was playing hockey with his son. He collapsed and died of a heart attack. He was from Canada, but came to the United States when he starred in Growing Pains. He's been on a Netflix show called Fuller House. He's been on a lot of game shows and talk shows, and he's written some books, and he wrote TV theme songs, that kind of stuff. Very prolific. And so he's got three sons and his wife no longer. Remember his father? He's the father of Robin Thicke?
Right.
Yeah, right. So, anyway.
It's very sad. I almost didn't believe that I got the... I got the 11 from TMZ on my phone last night. I thought it was one of those celebrity death hoaxes, and I almost dismissed it as fake news, and unfortunately that one was real.
Yeah,
I looked at Twitter, and I saw Alan Thicke is trending, and I couldn't believe that he had actually passed away. I think a lot of people probably had that same reaction. But, you know, not only was he a great actor, a comedic actor in a lot of these sitcoms that we all grew up with, but he also wrote a lot of theme songs. And, you know, he wrote the Facts of Life theme song. I mean, he was really talented in that
department. Wheel of Fortune,
too. Yeah.
I don't know. Where'd that come from? I'm not sure that's true, that he wrote the theme for Wheel of Fortune.
It's listed in his bio, now obituary, Wheel of Fortune, Different Strokes, and Facts of Life. He apparently wrote those theme songs.
Quickly, what's on tonight that's good, Jen?
All right, so if you need a little holiday spirit, Pentatonix, we like them, that new group, a cappella singer group.
NBC,
well, they're helping NBC celebrate with the Christmas special tonight at 8 on NBC. And if you like movies,
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Boom. Okay, that's enough of my Warren Eckstein impression for today. Warren of the Pet Show fame, petshow.com, hugsandkisses.com, which is the line of minerals and vitamins that he has concocted for both dogs and cats. It really is very special. Great gift to give to your dog at Christmas time. Stick it in the stuffer. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. Stick it in the stocking.
I beg your pardon.
Right, that too. All right, so Warren is here. Straight from the Pet Show to talk about dogs and their allergies, and also some Christmas do's and don'ts coming up right after this.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
38% say their stress goes up around the holidays. Mom Trends blogger Nicole Feliciano says plan ahead and concentrate on making memories.
The new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back. Great for holiday parties and no need for selfie sticks. Plus, anti-shake videos with perfect audio.
And if colds or flu drop in?
Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at momtrends.com.
Just check out FluNearYou.org and see it coming. Dr. Carrie Peterson says get vaccinated and update your meds.
Ocelococcinum has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the severity and duration of flu-like symptoms, body aches, headaches, fever, chills, and fatigue.
And for battling colds?
Classic Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
All right, let's get to it. 55 past the hour, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, which is the best pet program that's heard around the country on radio stations every weekend. He is the expert. He is the expert when it comes to advice. What do you do with your dog, your cat, holiday time focus? First, though, there's a study out that suggests that your dog may be allergic to you and you don't know it. And a lot of people say, I can't get that kind of a dog because he sheds and I'm allergic to that. So what are dogs allergic to?
Dogs are allergic to the, and cats for that matter. Dogs can be allergic to human dander. Dogs can be allergic to cat dander. Cats can be allergic to human dander. So if you have a dog or cat that's overreacting, and I get this all the time on my show, I tried this, I've tried that, and the dog's suffering, speak to your veterinarian, go to a specialist, have the dog tested either with a blood test or a skin test, find out what's causing it. If he's allergic to you, it's okay. There are things they can do to keep the dog happy and healthy, and even though he may be allergic to you, can live together. You don't have to give either one of you. You don't have to give either one of you up. So that's my suggestion if you have a dog that's reacting.
All right. That's good advice. All right. From the advice department, that's really what you're good for. That didn't sound right. Your advice is good. How's that? Is that better?
I like that.
I'm sticking my foot in my mouth today. I don't know why. Anyway, Christmas rules, the tree. How do you keep your dog from peeing on the tree and other such things that are common problems at this time of year?
Well, number one, if you have a pet in the household, make sure your tree is secure. Tie it up. That's number one. Number two, no tinsel. If there's pets in the household, absolutely no tinsel on the tree. Any of the breakable ornaments should go on the top. It's just that simple. You know, cats can be intrigued
what
by it.
What do you mean if they, would they eat the tinsel?
You know that's the number one reason that veterinarians see dogs and cats over the holiday season is because
really?
Of the tinsel ingestion. It gets stuck in their throat. It gets stuck in their digestive tract. So no tinsel. We were talking about this earlier in terms of water. Can they drink the water out of the tree? Only if you don't put any chemicals or aspirin or any nonsense like that in the tree, then it's okay to drink the water. However, I would keep them away from that as well. And here's something people don't understand. Lots of times when they put the lights on the Christmas tree and they're kind of plugged in with all the extension cords. Cats can actually hear the electricity running through the wires, and to them it's like a mouse behind the wall. So it's not uncommon for them to chase the wires and grab onto them. That's why they grab onto a lot of wires. So there's products.
And we all saw Christmas Vacation, right, Warren? We know how that ends.
Exactly right.
Right.
There's a product on the market, my house. There's a product on the market called Bitter Yuck, which I really recommend. And just be careful. If you're going to be decorating your house, just make sure you decorate it with your pets, just like you do with children. Make sure you decorate it with your pets in mind, and it should be a safe holiday. Don't forget, and by the way, if you're going to get a pet for someone, don't get it on Christmas unless it's a rescue dog. Put a collar under the tree, a book under the tree. Wait till after the holidays to get them a pet, unless you're going to save a life that specific night.
Yeah, this is something you and I have been talking about for years and years and years. Why would you, I mean, unless you're completely selfish, you don't give pets to your children or even to yourself at Christmas time because there are too many distractions. Not smart, not fair, not good. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.